Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Wednesday, March 20th. U.S. equity futures are down modestly this morning. You are off about 5 points on the S&P. That's 9 basis points. Down 15 points on the NASDAQ. That's 8 basis points. And the Dow is essentially unchanged. In Europe, you're looking at the major indices down about 30 to 40 basis points. Very heavy selling in luxury stocks off of the Kering update, which came out at about 1 o'clock p.m. yesterday during the U.S. session after Europe closed. So Kering is getting hit very hard. LVMH, Christian Dior, Bernard Ricot, Hermes, L'Oreal, Burberry, Richemont, etc. All very weak. You are seeing also underperformance in Europe in financials, real estate, and energy, but nothing is down nearly as much as luxury. And then outperformance in Europe in utilities, media, tech, industrials, and chemicals. Remember, Europe is very heavily weighted towards luxury. LVMH in particular is one of the biggest stocks in Europe. So those names, when they come for sale, are going to have an outsized effect on the European indices overall. And then turning to Asia, Japan was closed. You had the Hang Seng finish essentially unchanged. The Shanghai comp rose 55 basis points. Korea spiked 1.3% because of Samsung, which jumped over 5% on talk about NVIDIA using its HBM, its high bandwidth memory chips, for the new for its GPU systems going forward. So a lot of moving pieces this morning. You know, the day's big events are still to come, but some of the big highlights on the news front: you had a soft UK CPI out overnight, so fell modestly short of expectations on headline and core, which is obviously a positive. You had a speech from Lagarde, the head of the ECB, essentially reiterating the same message. The ECB is very likely to cut rates, but not until June at the earliest. And that's kind of been the message from really all ECB officials for the last couple of months at least. And so she's kind of reiterating that there is progress happening, that you are seeing disinflation both on prices and wages, but there still is more data to come. They want to see that data before acting, and so you're looking at June, which is what the market is pricing in already. You had Tencent earnings out this morning from China. They missed on revenue. EPS essentially in line. They're ramping capital return. Intel, confirmation of about $20 billion in loans and grants from the Commerce Department for its various chip projects in the U.S. It's a big number, but this is widely expected. It's been expected for months that they would get this money, and then the last several days there's been a lot of media reports about how they wouldn't make an announcement today. So, just keep that in mind. It's a big headline, but very much expected. The Samsung Electronics rally, which I mentioned earlier, you had a big Chipotle stock split, one of the biggest in the history of the NYSE, 50 for one. So those are kind of the big highlights as far as news flow is concerned for today. That's really moving markets. But today's big events are still to come. So two AI events today. You have Navago analyst meeting focused on AI at noon. And then you have Micron earnings out after the close. You know, arguably both of these events, Micron in particular, could be more incremental for the whole AI narrative than NVIDIA was, just because NVIDIA was so previewed and so expected. Micron will provide a lot of insight. This high bandwidth memory, which Hynix has been dominating, but Micron and Samsung are both now ramping, is critical for the for these GPU systems that are powering data centers and generative AI. And so to hear Micron's color on that will be very important. The Fed obviously will be critical at 2 o'clock. I have full preview comments in the piece, but essentially I don't see any reason why Powell will sound different than he did earlier this month at his testimony. You know, you have seen a little bit of upside on inflation figures, the CPI and PPI, but in general, I think the economy is progressing in a way that's largely consistent with expectations. The Fed has been speaking from a very consistent script for a while, and I just don't see why that changes today. So, they are nearing the point where they're going to start cutting, but like the ECB, they want more data, and you're looking at June, which is what the market is pricing in. So the market's pricing about 70% odds of a cut in June, and I think that's very appropriate. But I have further previews, preview comments in the piece this morning. And that is pretty much everything for today. There's a lot of other headlines, a lot of political developments out overnight, a bunch of primaries yesterday, which have some read-through for November. And so make sure you look at the full piece for additional color and detail. And thank you everyone for listening.